Welcome to the Godshow.us Daily, tonight's Hostile Away crowd event. You paid to hear that ambition is always good, and joy is always proportional, and promotions are always cause for champagne. You are not going to hear that. Tonight, one question walks out onto this floor. No pyro, no ring girl, just a very honest person grieving a routine they were supposed to celebrate. And 15 wisdom traditions are going to tell this crowd exactly what nobody here wanted to know. One question, many traditions.
TheGodShow.us is a free daily multilingual project. One question, 15 wisdom traditions. You can find today's question, ask your own, and discover your own belief profile at TheGodShow.us. Today's question, is it wrong that getting the promotion made me dread losing my boring routine more than I wanted to celebrate? Now flip it, ask it backwards. What if celebrating had come easily and the dread hadn't shown up at all? Would that have been a sign of health? Or would it have meant you'd never really loved anything about the life you were leaving? The question isn't about ingratitude. It's about what the dread already knew. Is it wrong that getting the promotion made you dread losing your boring routine? Epicureanism goes first and it doesn't mess around. It says your body ran the calculation before your brain even filed a feeling. The dread wasn't a malfunction. It was accurate perception. Epicurus kept a garden, not an empire, and the tradition is pretty clear. The specific weight of a known coffee cup, the hour when nobody needs anything from you, that is the good. Not the consolation prize for failing to want bigger things. The promotion wasn't a reward. It was a trade you didn't fully negotiate.
Which is the most defensible answer and also the most annoying one to hear from HR. But Stoicism does something sharper here. It agrees the dread is real. And then it says the dread is also the problem. Not because routine is bad, but because you confuse the arrangement for the self. The chair, the mug, the 40 quiet minutes. That was circumstance temporarily in your favor, and you quietly enslaved yourself to it. Stoicism's move is mourn the mug, fine, but the person who can release the chair without flinching is the only one actually free to sit in it.
And that's where the traditions actually split, because existentialism hears that and says, no. The routine wasn't just a circumstance. It was a self you had slowly, quietly chosen. The promotion didn't expand your life. It erased a character you'd been writing. Nobody tells you that advancement can feel like dispossession. Existentialism says the dread is recognition, not weakness. And the reason it terrifies you is because it should. You now have to decide what gets built in the hole. That's the whole job.
The pop culture oracle went for Mufasa in the clouds, telling Simba to remember who he is. And I thought, okay, that's going to be sentimental garbage. But the reading is actually specific. It's not about Simba's destiny. It's about the afternoon naps, the particular grass, the exact weight of ordinary Pride Land's life that felt like nothing until it became everything. The oracle's point is that the grief and the promotion can coexist and both be completely, specifically yours. I'm not saying the oracle earned anything. I'm saying it accidentally got there.
Judaism and cynicism arrive at something similar from completely different directions. Judaism tells the story of a student whose mornings were ink-stained knuckles, 11 years copying the same Talmud page. And the Rebbe says those calluses are not nothing, and then just walks toward the door. The answer isn't in the words. Cynicism writes a letter to the person still holding the coffee cup and says, "You dressed the cage in habit until it felt like skin. And your grief is the most honest thing you've produced in months. Don't apologize for it." Both are saying the dread is evidence of something real, not a character flaw. Absurdism puts it cleanest. What you loved was never boring. It was yours, which is the only category that survives inspection. The traditions don't agree on whether the routine was a trap or a treasure. Inchida, and that gap is the whole question. Stoicism says release the chair. Epicureanism says the chair was the point. Existentialism says now you have to build something new on purpose. Tomorrow deserves a question with that same kind of nerve.
And that is the final bell on tonight's Hostel Away event. And this crowd came in wanting to hear that dread after a promotion means something is wrong with you. And instead, they got Epicurus whispering about garden furniture, Stoicism pointing at the chair, and a Disney lion accidentally making the most honest case of the night. The wisdom traditions have left the building. Somewhere, a coffee is cooling at the exact rate it always did. In a mug, nobody is reassigned yet. If you want more of this every single day, free, multilingual, across 15 traditions, support thegodshow.us. Find us, follow us. Tell someone who is currently grieving a routine they were supposed to celebrate. Thegodshow.us would like to thank our sponsor, typeset.us. When generic web typography is letting you down, refine your work for free using typeset.us. And thanks to dyorkmusic.com for our dark rock intro tune. See you tomorrow for our take on the God Show's Question of the Day.